Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. The MIT Media Lab is known as a hub of innovation. Technologies created there have turned into products like Guitar Hero and the Amazon Kindle. And the MIT Media Lab now has a new director. Joichi Ito, who goes by Joey, is widely viewed as an internet pioneer. He's worked with nonprofits and for-profits and venture capitalists, but never before has he worked in academia. We toured the Media Lab with Ito on his first day of work recently and asked him why he originally thought he wouldn't be a good fit for MIT.
I had a kind of an image of what an academic institution would be like. The building is beautiful, but it's also intimidating.
Because it's big and open and glass.
Yeah, it's beautiful and fancy, you know. And I come from grungy, grubby, scrappy, you know, cockroachy places. And so...
like, what are you thinking of? Where? What in your background is that way?
I dropped out of college to become a DJ. So the Media Lab, I thought... Well, to be honest, I thought that people would be much more elitist and snobby, but they weren't.
Over the years, the Media Lab's faculty has often been described as fractious. That's the word that often gets used. And maybe it's not that surprising. You take these very smart, creative people and say, do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But then you still have to find a way to rein them in, to manage them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any concerns about walking into a place where the faculty has been described as fractious?
So I was worried. And when I first came here for my first interviews, I had heard that too. But then I met for 2 days, just one after the other, and they were all really different, but they had a certain fundamental inspiration and DNA about working together, and it was the most inspiring 2 days I'd ever had in my life. I realized that even though they were kind of all over, there was this kind of energy, and there was this cohesiveness that was really important.
Do you think that there is something that we haven't yet seen technology do, or we haven't harnessed it in the right way, that you feel like part of your job is to do that, figure out the next frontier?
We've spent so much time using technology to make life easier, more efficient, work faster, and really, to be really blunt, to make more money. And so I'm a Buddhist, right? Buddhists define happiness very differently than Puritans, you know. And so for me, happiness is about finding balance, you know, community, you know, feeling one with things. And we haven't spent a lot of time creating technology that makes you happy kind of in a Buddhist sense, because it's about making things faster. But the problem is making things faster and efficient creates a very fragile, like the financial meltdown comes from trying to be more efficient, faster, more. And so I think what's important is to think about how do we make technology that helps make people balanced.
I just realized we're on this screen up here.
Yes.
There's some sort of plasma screen, and
yes,
there's actually an image of us, of the two of us talking, and my producer holding microphones. What is this? It says happiness barometer, and
yeah,
we were very low on the barometer for a while.
Right, so it does facial recognition to try to figure out whether you're smiling.
We're getting
happier. How much you're smiling, and then it measures the mood of the room by how smiley people are.
So, you know, the Media Lab over the years sometimes has been criticized for doing these razzmatazz technologies that it's unclear what their practical application is. As I look at this, what is the practical application of this? A plasma screen that tells us how happy we are.
Some of the impact, it's the inspiration or the impact that you have on that person's thinking that sees it. So some of them aren't direct. They don't turn into products, but they inspire. Some of them could be things that cause a government person to think about policy in a completely different way. Wow, I never thought of broadband in this way. This is really important. Let me change the law. You know, and some of them are things that turn into practical things like digital ink on the Kindle.
Joey, thanks for talking with WBUR.
Thank you.
Joey Ito is the new director of the MIT Media Lab.